Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Welcome to the show. We are so glad you could join us tonight. I'm your host, Caroline Schaefer, and you're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. And this is show number 665. And today is October 1st, 2018.
And I'm your co-host, Lisa Walters. We have a great show planned for you this evening. Our featured guest tonight is Bethany Cox. Bethany will be joining us in a bit to talk about her nonprofit organization called Welcome Them Home. You can connect with Bethany on social media, on Facebook at Welcome Them Home, on Instagram at Welcome Them Home, and on her website at www.welcomethemhome.org. Also, coming up in just a few minutes, our new six Wendy will be calling in with your need-to-know news.
And if you're listening to our show live right now, we would love for you to join us in our show discussion that's currently taking place over on Twitter. You can comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWA core team. So head over to twitter.com/armywife, but you've got to make sure you use the hashtag armywife to participate. And then all the links mentioned in our show tonight will also be posted in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by your AWN core team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers who are passionate about empowering you in this military life. Get to know us through our bios on armywifenetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, too. We are just like you.
Felicia, how's life in the Walters household?
It's been busy, to say the least. Busy to the point of just kind of crazy. Not necessarily for our family as a whole, but mostly for me. I signed up, it's my own fault really, I signed up to do quite a bit this fall. And so now I'm having to learn how to juggle it all and how to make the time for everything that needs time.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's been a learning experience, which is good. I'm having to use my planner a whole lot more and really map out how I'm going to spend my time and my days in order to get everything done. And in the midst of all that, I have a daughter who is pregnant with our first grandbaby, their first baby.
Aww.
And she lives about 5 hours away, and her husband is in Air Force basic training right now. And so she is on her own. And so I have been driving over there quite frequently to go to appointments with her and spend time with her while he is gone. So, and I love doing that, and I would not change that for anything, but it just is another thing in there that I have to make sure that I'm keeping track of.
Sure.
And that kind of stuff. So, it's good. It's good stuff. It's all good stuff. But it's just kind of crazy. So,
that's so exciting,
how about
though.
You?
Your first grandbaby. your first grandbaby. I'm so excited. Well, now I don't even want to talk about what I was going to talk about because I already have a grandbaby. And it's the best in the entire world. And mine lives in Berlin. So It's a bit of, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and I did the same thing to my mom. My husband and I moved from California to Indiana, and then I got pregnant with our first and her first grandbaby. So it's hard. I'm grateful to be within driving distance.
I can imagine. Oh, exciting. Well, yeah, so here we're just recovering from the hurricane. I mean, we were fortunate because we live on post at Fort Bragg. So we had power. I mean, we were kind of stuck, you know, for a few days because you can't really leave in case you can't get back home. And there were some, you know, it was bad. Like once we were able to leave, and then I'm fortunate to work down. I just work part-time at the gift shop at the Cape Fear Botanical Garden because they did not hire me for my gardening knowledge or experience because I have none. My mother has a beautiful garden that she actually does garden, but in the front part of the house, she changes out the plastic, like the fake plant every year. And I've never understood that. It is. But the Cape Fear Botanical Garden is right along the Cape Fear River. So 75% of the garden itself was flooded. And then you know, there were trees that were just uprooted and then some that weren't. It was just, this is my first time ever experiencing anything like this. So I wasn't sure what to expect. But to watch this kind of community, not just the North Carolina community, but the botanical garden community, there are some volunteers that are driven up from other botanical gardens to volunteer. Just watching this, because I'm not a gardener, so I'm not going to be involved with the gardening community. You know, maybe a book club community or something, or I like to eat, so there's that. But it's just, and it's a nonprofit, so then, yeah. So anything they wanted to spend here, you know, it's just, I just to kind of sit back and just watch and just see how all the moving parts come together. And it's been really, really insightful. I've been very educated on how it kind of has all worked out. Very sad, but, you know, it's a great place to work. It's beautiful. Now the mosquitoes have been insane. Massive, insane mosquitoes, but they're slowly dying. And we still have people coming, and we're still going to do events, but it's just, it's kind of been just a little part, you know. It's not a crisis, you know. Nobody died or anything, but thankfully, at least, you know, at the garden, all of us were okay because none of us were there. I mean, there are, you know, tragedy-type stories all over the place.
Yeah. Well, did you have family? Did you have family or close friends who were affected as well?
I don't think so. And I know Debbie's here. She didn't have power for a couple of days because last time, a couple of weeks ago, her and I were, when we hosted together, we were talking about it and her parents were affected, but not anybody I know, and I don't know anybody down near the Wilmington area. And I'm terrible. I have to turn in my, you know, they say I turn in my woman card when I say I don't like to go to the beach. I hope people don't hate me after I say that, but I don't like the beach. I love the ocean, and I love the sound of the ocean, but I could really not, I don't like the sand. I grew up in Oklahoma, completely landlocked at all times, except the Arkansas River, which... it's just gross. But, you know, I mean, I guess I didn't grow up with it. I don't know.
That's funny, because I'm the same way. And I actually grew up in California, Oregon, and we were at the coast all the time. And so I'm the same as you. I love the ocean. I love the waves. I love the sound. I love the smell and just everything except the sand. So, yeah, going to... sit on the beach you know, whatever is just not my idea of fun. But I do love to be at the ocean. That's funny that you and I are similar in that.
That's good. That's awesome. I feel so much better now because I really thought it's one of those things where I almost hate to say it to another female because I really think I've broken a code. So we can start our own little code breaker thing over here.
There you go.
Just give me the beach. Yeah, the beach house with the big porch. And other people can go in the sand. I just want to hear the ocean and watch it. That's it.
Right.
And eat food. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we should go on with the show. As I said, the listeners don't know this, but right before that we started, I told you I could talk to you probably for hours about all sorts of things. But we do have a show to run. So I have to tell you this. I loved this blog. So hot on the blog this week. Sharita's blog is so great. It's so funny. So the AWN executive officer, Sharita Knobloch, shares when she had an aha moment. She was out on her morning run and she was thinking about prepping, how she was going to prep for her husband's upcoming deployment. And she realized that it's like preparing for a marathon because she was mentally exhausting herself and getting all jazzed up and finally had to pump the mental brakes and recognize that she'd have to pace herself so that she wouldn't run out of fuel before the finish line, you know, before he deployed. And she shares in her blog how fueling yourself properly, taking time to rest, and as she says, these are all her words, embracing the suck and being strategic not only helps you survive an upcoming deployment, but thrive. Her insightful guide it's not only helpful, it is very humorous. You can read the rest of Sharita's story by heading over to our blog at armywifenetwork.com and look for her post, Training for the Deployment Marathon. Lisa, has this, I know we were talking about how long your husband's been active and then reservist as well. So have you ever experienced an aha moment in prepping for either a deployment or even maybe a TDY?
Actually, yes. And even though he's been in for a long time, because he's been reserves for a majority of that time, we haven't actually had to face a lot of deployments. But he has done several longer, like 3 and 4 month TDYs. And one of the things I realized when he was headed off to do the first one of those after a deployment was, you know, even though it's a shorter time, there's going to be similarities when he comes home to how we have to reintegrate and get used to being in the same house again. And even though it was a much shorter time, because I had experienced that whole reintegration process not too long before, it just made me realize that, okay, there's some things I can be prepared for, knowing what I know now, for when he comes back. And so it made it a little easier, even though there was still some, you know, things to deal with. It wasn't all so unfamiliar. So that was nice.
Right.
That was one of those, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, it's good. Well, what else is going on with AWN this week?
Well, this week's social media roundup is a continuing live series on our Army Wife Network Facebook page. Twice a month, owner Crystal Niehoff and hosts Wendy Baird Packard and Tracy Harkis are joined by guests to discuss different topics important for the military spouse. This past Friday, September 21st, the ladies were joined by a panel of male spouse entrepreneurs, Sinky, Tyra, and Heather, who shared tips on starting and running your own business. If you missed it, you can still head over to the AWN Facebook page to check it out. So, Carolyn, I know you mentioned where you work now, but have you ever been or wanted to be self-employed?
I want to be self-employed pretty much every day, but I don't know what I would do. Well, I mean, okay, I say this. I don't know what I would be self-employed doing. That's what I mean to say. I did watch the Facebook or the Table Talk Facebook. I am just tripping over myself tonight. And I found I couldn't watch it while it was live, but I loved that I could go back and watch it later. And I took notes because they shared so much information, and I found it to be usable information. It wasn't just, you know, have you ever been to something where they kind of give you just enough information to just make you think more, but not actually information can implement? But these ladies gave you stuff, told you this is what I did, this is who I talked to, this is how I did all this. And it was fascinating. It was really good. What about you? Have you ever wanted to be, or are you self-employed? Or
I am, kind of, at the moment. I didn't ever really plan on it, but it's kind of worked itself into my own little business. And so I do it, as I can work it in, and it's been kind of fun.
Nice. Oh, yeah, see, that's my thing. I love to, every day I get up, and even though I have a cake job, it's super easy. I just think I still have to be there, you know? I still have to be there. But, well, that's all right. Yeah, well, it was fun catching up with you. So I will, I'm going to remind everyone that all the links to everything that we've talked about tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed and in the comment section below the podcast on blogtalkradio.com. But we're going to take a short commercial break, and up next is our new 6 Wendy, bringing us your need-to-know news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-255. 6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Hey there, I'm Crystal Niehoff, owner of Army Wife Network. Army Wife Talk Radio is the longest running podcast of its kind since 2005. And we're now in our 13th year with over 60,000 listens per month. We're proudly a talk show, not a rehearsed or edited podcast, and powered entirely by volunteers who are just like you, sharing our military spouse journeys with you because we're all in this together. AWTR strives to provide an interactive experience with relevant information and exciting guests, so you come away from each episode informed, encouraged, and empowered. Army Wife Network truly is your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Thanks for listening.
Our life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 Report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 Wendy on the line bringing us your need-to-know news. Hey, Wendy, what do you have for us this week?
Hi, Caroline and Lisa. It comes as no surprise that there are some pretty amazing military kiddos out there. And Operation Homefront has begun taking nominations for the 2019 Military Child of the Year Award.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So what age groups is this award open to?
This award is open to military kids aged 13 to 18 years old. The nominees will be narrowed down to 6, one to represent each branch of the United States military. Operation Homefront states that this award is for their scholarship, volunteerism, leadership, extracurricular involvement, and other criteria while facing the challenges of military family life. They are offering a 7th award for innovation that is presented by Booz Allen Hamilton. This award goes to a military child who has designed a bold and creative solution to address a local, regional, or global challenge.
This is such a wonderful way to honor military kids who are going that extra mile. So, Wendy, how can, let's say I know someone that I want to nominate. How would I go about doing that?
Well, that's easy. You just go to www.militarychildoftheyear.org, then click on nominations. To apply for the Innovation Award, look for the words, click here on the home page. You have until December 5th to apply.
Well, that's great, Wendy. And we know that military kids are innovative and brave and resilient. And what do these kids win besides that amazing title?
Well, according to Operation Homefront, all 7 Military Child of the Year Award recipients will be flown with a parent or guardian to Washington, D.C. to be recognized at the April 2019 gala, during which senior leaders of each branch of the service will present those awards. They also will receive a $10,000 check each, a laptop computer, and other donated gifts. In addition, the Military Child of the Year Award for Innovation, that recipient will work with a team of Booz Allen employees to develop a plan to scale the project, drawing on technology and the strategic thinking.
Okay, that's super. That's really incredible and really cool. So, Wendy, this is great news. Thank you for providing us with this exciting information to recognize our military kids.
You bet. Don't forget to get those nominations in before the December 5th deadline.
Okay, got it. December 5th. Thank you. Up next, after this short break, we will be talking with Bethany Cox from Welcome Them Home. We will be right back.
We're more connected than ever before. 90% of America's students use some form of social media, but not all of it's used in a good way. Hurtful posts online are leading to social isolation for many. Psychologists say it's bullying in a brand new way. Well, Beyond Differences and I Keep Safe are looking to change that with ideas for students, their parents, and even teachers. Take the pledge to be kind online and learn more at wearekindonline.com.
Wayne Brady for the Will Rogers Institute.
Hey, folks, I've got something that will truly revolutionize your life. It's called exercise. It will get you from here to there, allow you to spend time with your family and meet new people, cut inches from your waistline, and improve the quality of your life, even help improve your self-image. So when you've got to choose between moving around or lying on the couch, choose exercise. You won't be sorry.
For your free booklet, visit wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network.
ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available.
Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship
or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Caroline Schaefer.
And I'm your co-host, Lisa Walters. Joining us tonight is Bethany Cox, founder of the nonprofit organization Welcome Them Home, which is a network of photographers who donate their time and skills to service members and their families as a thank you for the sacrifices they make for our country. With the Welcome Them Home organization, each photographer agrees to photograph the service member's homecoming free of charge.
Besides running this nonprofit, Bethany is the co-owner of Bethany and Dan Photography, a wedding photography business that she started alongside her husband, Dan. Bethany and Dan live in Portland, Maine, with their little dog, Hattie.
Well, welcome to the show, Bethany.
Hi. It's good to say hello to you guys.
Good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm a little nervous, I'll be honest, but I've got my water and I'm doing all right.
You'll be fine. We're just going to have a fun conversation. Mm-hmm. Well, start out by just telling us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from this evening.
Let's see. You did a good intro of who I am. I was going to say that I've been married for 10 years to my husband. We don't have any children, but we do have our dog, which we treat like I would imagine people treat their child. I'm pretty introverted. I'm an extroverted introvert. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, actually, I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then I would say I'm a pretty empathetic person, which kind of led me to the starting Welcome Them Home, basically. Oh, and I'm also originally from North Carolina, so I was hearing you guys talk about Fort Bragg and the hurricane and all that. So, yeah, I have family in Raleigh, Wilmington, Lumberton, all of that. So I knew what you were saying.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. So, Maine is a long way from North Carolina.
Yeah, Maine is very far from North Carolina.
And is it, I have never been to the Northeast. It's one of the places I've always wanted to go. Getting like really pretty up there now? I've heard that fall is like one of the best times of year to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. The tree is not peak season yet where we live. We live in the Portland area. Further up in Maine, it's like peak season for leaves. But it's beautiful. We did turn the heat on today for the first time.
Okay. Okay.
Getting a little chilly.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's one of those places I've never been, but I would love to visit someday.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. I'm always, if anyone ever comes to visit us, we're always like, you'll have fun. I'm not worried that you won't like it, because it's definitely a good-looking spot.
Well, let's jump to Welcome Them Home, and I'd like to hear kind of the story behind what you're doing and some of the why and how you started it and how it got off the ground and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. That's pretty easy. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe even a little longer, I can't remember exactly, but my friend and I were sitting next to each other in an airport, and we witnessed like a homecoming moment. Of course, people have seen all that on social media and on the news, and you guys have probably experienced it, but I guess I had never seen that happen in person. And my friend and I both like started crying, and we're like so overwhelmed because it's such a beautiful thing to witness. So like fast forward to us having our photography business, and I was in the car with my husband and my brother-in-law, and we were talking about how we all kind of wanted to do more with our lives other than just like make money. And I was trying to think of things that I could do or talents that I had. And one of them was obviously taking pictures. And so that kind of led me to, hey, maybe I could take photos of military homecomings because that's very meaningful. And then realized, well, I can only do so much. Mostly because in New England, there's not that many bases. It's not like North Carolina or Southern California or Oklahoma. There's very few military things up here, especially in Maine. There are, I mean, there definitely are, but it's not the same, what's the word, where there's so many. So
right.
That's why I wanted to start a network. So because I knew, like, there's way more people in the country who can do photography as well, and I'm sure people would love to have the opportunity to give back too.
And we'll talk more about your network and your photographers and stuff a little bit later. But as far as you personally, do you have military connections besides the scene in the airport that you witnessed that was so beautiful? Do you have, like, family connections to military?
Yes, but I'm not me, like, in my grandparents, my grandfathers, my husband's grandfathers were all in the military. One of my grandfathers is very, very outspoken and loved that he was in the Army and talked about it a lot and went to reunions a lot and wore the hat and everything. So he was kind of who I decided I wanted to, like, use as my inspiration or honor him through doing Welcome to Home as well. So I would say my grandparents, and then also my husband's very best friend is in the Army. So my husband and I are not in the military, but people we love are.
Right.
Well, so Bethany, can you, we would love to hear about a time that you yourself were able to photograph a military homecoming and how that was for you?
Oh, I've actually only photographed one homecoming, which I think is funny because some other people who are in the network have been able to do, like, so many and go to the homecoming events often. But like I was saying, New England, we just don't get that many. So I actually went to the Boston Logan Airport. That's where I got to do the one I did. It was the day before Thanksgiving. I was super nervous, but I think when I met the family, I realized, like, how excited they were. They had their signs, and there were three little girls. And then we got an escort to the gate, so she didn't have to stand back past security, which I thought was cool. I didn't know if that was normal or the way it usually works, but we got to go through security and be at the gate when he came out. So it was super rewarding, like the best way to spend the day before Thanksgiving.
So it was the day before Thanksgiving when you did this?
Yeah.
Wow. So with it being your first time, so what kind of, did you have certain things you were expecting to feel, or do you, I'm not a photographer, I'm terrible at it. If it weren't for smartphones, I wouldn't have any pictures. And I know that's absolute truth. But did you have some expectations going to do this? Or did you just kind of go like a blank slate and say, whatever, I'm just going to experience this? Or what was it like? What was that part like for you? How did you feel?
I use the same approach, like, even when I do weddings, which obviously I'm way more comfortable with. But one of my number one goals before a wedding or before I went to do this is just have no judgments or expectations. Try to be very, like, whatever's happening in front of me is what I'm going to photograph. That way I'm not disappointed or overwhelmed or anything. It's just I'm there to photograph what's happening. And it helps people kind of be more themselves, I guess, because you're not putting them in any boxes. My reservation and worry personally was because I photograph closely, so I stand close to the people I'm photographing. And I didn't want to be intrusive when they had this moment, but I also really wanted to get that raw emotion and be close enough to get that really well. So it was a little like dance between this is super private and intimate, but they asked me to be here and it's really important that I do it well. So those are the things I was thinking about.
Right. Did you have to fight back tears yourself, or were you able to, you know, zone in and get in the flow and not distracted at all?
No, I definitely was crying. I mean, I cried today. I was at the vet today, and there was a couple who obviously something sad had happened, and they walked out, and they were crying, and I started crying and was like, this is, I don't even know them. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, I'm like I said in the very beginning, I'm very empathetic, and it's hard for me to, like, separate. If someone's really sad or someone's really happy, I feel that as well, which is a blessing and a curse. But I was definitely crying for sure.
Aw. So do you have, you said that you have people kind of in different areas. So your nonprofit, but it's a nonprofit. And I mentioned earlier in the show, you're working for a private nonprofit that's been hit by the hurricane, watching how that financially has now impacted them. So what are the biggest challenges for you in as far as running this nonprofit?
The biggest challenge is just I have a vision for it or things that I want to do, and I don't personally have the skills to do them. I always find that really frustrating. It's much easier when you can just do everything yourself and not have anyone help you. But with this, I don't have all the skills to achieve what I need to do. So, like, I'm not all over the country. I can't be at every homecoming. I don't know how to do web design, so I can't fix any problems. Just a lot of things where I wish that I had more capabilities than I do, but just doing my best, basically, as much as I can.
So does somebody help you run the website? I mean, your website's great, I think. Do you have volunteers for stuff like that, or is that all you and your husband and your you have a co-person, don't you?
Yeah, my friend Gretchen, she is part of the board. So, like, if ever we have to make big decisions or just legal things, she's a part of, like, making those decisions. So it's not just, like, super insular and just my husband and I, which I think is healthy and good. But other than that, no, I mean, I did what we have for the website now, but I can't do anything more advanced than just that. So,
That's what we were talking about earlier, as far as if we've ever wanted to be self-employed, and that's where I just go, well, it's just in my head. I got nothing else. I don't know how to do any of that other stuff. I can't do websites. I can't make an app. None of that stuff.
Being self-employed is super fun. At least I've loved it. We've been self-employed for 8 or 9 years, I think. It's just the best. But it's also, you just have all the burden is on you. You have to make sure, you know, you can't really relax fully. So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Well, we'll go ahead and take our break. But when we come back, we would love to talk to you about why the website is on pause right now. I mean, I think you may have just given us a little hint, but we can go a little deeper into that. Does that sound okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Listeners, if you're listening to our show live right now, we'd love for you to join us in our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show. Go ahead and ask questions of our guest, Bethany, or you can just hang out and chat with the AWN Core team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network and be sure to use the hashtag ArmyWife so you can participate with us. And then all the links mentioned in the show tonight will be posted on our Twitter feed as well as in the comment section below the podcast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah, and on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. During October, it is important to recognize that breast cancer screening saves lives. Although most professional societies now recommend against routine breast self-examination for most women, it is important for all women to have breast awareness and to seek treatment for changes. High-risk women may require additional screening. Those with strong family history should consult a healthcare provider to see if testing for the BRCA gene is warranted. In these cases, prophylactic surgery may be considered in addition to more intense screening. Decisions about exactly when to screen through mammography are best made between a woman and her healthcare provider. Professional societies recommend that normal risk women can receive screening beginning at age 40 to 50, with screening to begin no later than 50 years of age. Be sure to seek care right away for breast changes and to discuss a screening mammography with your healthcare provider. Army Medicine, one team, one purpose, conserving the fighting strength since 1775.
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We are talking with Bethany Cox, who is sharing with us about her organization, Welcome Them Home. Before we went to break, Bethany, I asked if you could talk with us about why the website is on pause. So can you give us a little more information about that?
Like we talked about earlier, I own my own business with my husband, so my time is limited. And leading up to the point I put the website on pause, I was the person, if you emailed and said you wanted to be a part of this network as a photographer, I would go in and add your name and make it into a hyperlink and then add your name to a email list and make sure that you were contactable and double check all the links and then republish the website. So every single person who signed up, I would have to go in individually and add them. And then if you moved or you had to go to a different base, you would update me and I would then go in and change all the links again, save, do all that. And it ended up taking a lot of time because I was doing everything individually. So it got to the point where I wasn't able to keep up with it, which is good in a way. I loved that there was so many people signing up, and it also was like, oh no, what do I do? Because I can't keep up with this. I don't have enough time to do that each person one at a time. And also, I originally made the website, I think it was 2012 maybe. So it was out of date. It wasn't really functioning well. Like, it's not searchable. I mean, you can find it in Google. I'm saying within the website, you can't search for anything. You just have to go and look at people's websites. So I thought it was kind of hard for families to use, which is the opposite of what I want. And then I thought it was probably frustrating for photographers just because it took so long for me to update things. So I decided to make the website look pretty again and then put it on pause to raise the money so that I could hire someone to improve the website's back end, where if you wanted to sign up as a photographer, you could create an account, you could update your location, and then also families can search either by airport or zip code or whatever base they're at, so that it made it more efficient as well. So I put it on pause so that my only focus could be fundraising for it.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, there are computer people out there, I'm sure. Like I said, I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
And you said this, you know, it's a gift. It truly is. And because I was just thinking how wonderful this would have been. My husband deployed for the first time in 2003. And, oh, my goodness, we were older when he joined. And we already had our kids. We were pretty much a ready-made family. And we didn't have any money at all. In fact, we didn't have a family photo taken until 3 years ago that's when we had a grandchild.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible, I know. I knew it was bad again pre cell phone or iPhone days. Well, cell phones too. When my youngest was born in 98 and I went to one of those scrapbooking party things, which I'm not a crafty person. I turn in Lisa and I were talking earlier about we like the ocean, not the beach. I'm the same way with arts and crafts stuff. If people want to do that with me, I'm not the person to call. It's terrible. I just was awful. But they said, bring Christmas pictures. I don't have any. Like, I don't have any of my kids
at
Christmas. For the. I know. I thank God for smartphones because I have a bazillion pictures now, right? And I was terrible with a camera back in the day. I would cut off arms, heads. So smartphones were really good for me with the camera. I mean, that's the only reason to have a phone besides talking on it, really.
Well, yeah.
The camera, you know,
I would
take
say
pictures.
My whole life is documented on my iPhone. I rarely get out my real camera. It's work for me, but not like in a negative way. It's just like, well, if I'm on vacation, I don't want to be like thinking about exposure and shutter speed. I just want to take a picture.
Yeah. I love them. So it's much better now. I still wouldn't do scrapbooking parties, but I love that you were sharing with us all of this. And so it sounds like, you know, would it be your vision and the future of Welcome Them Home is that you shared the computer side, right? So somebody who can come in and make it easier I mean, I always say if we can put people on the moon, to me this should be somebody with a computer brain can do this probably in their sleep. Right.
Oh yeah. I mean, I found someone locally here in Portland who I talked to him about all my goals for the website, and he's ready to go. So it's more just like raising the money, and then he'll definitely be able to do that. So that's pretty exciting for me because
awesome.
I feel like the website is more than the website isn't a big deal to me. It's just that I want it to be there as like a backbone of having this be successful. It's like I feel like Welcome Them Home would run itself as long as there's a way for people to access it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So if my husband hasn't, I'm grateful he hasn't deployed in 7 or 8 years. I mean, he did do 4 deployments in 8 years a long time ago, but I would love something like this. I would love something like this, but I know there are other military photography donation organizations, but what sets Welcome Them Home apart? What makes you guys different?
Different, not better, just different in the sense that we exclusively do homecoming. So it's just coverage of that peak emotional moment, like right before they see each other and then right when they do. It's not like a portrait donation. There are lots of organizations who do free portraiture. I think there's even a organization that will do a free wedding, which is unbelievable. So just there's lots of really cool ways to incorporate photography into what's going on in your lives as military wives. This is just for the homecoming moment. Very simple.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, Bethany, I just wanted to say this to our listeners in case they haven't had a chance to go to your website yet. But on one of your pages, you have this quote that I absolutely love that says, "The essence of all art is to have pleasure in giving pleasure."
Yeah.
Can you kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, why that quote is on there? And it sounds like it's kind of a heartbeat of yours.
Well, I feel like in order to do a good job at whatever you're doing, you have to care about it, right? You can do an okay job at anything as long as you're, like, able to do it. But to do something well or to put the right kind of energy into it, you'll get the right kind of energy back from it, and it'll serve you and the people you're helping. So I always think about that at weddings too. It's like, why am I doing this? Is there a reason other than just paying bills and going out to eat? Is it, what's the point? And you think about that it is going to give to these people for a long time. It's going to give to their grandchildren. It's going to give beyond everybody's lifetime. So I feel like just making sure that you are in the right place and you care about what you're doing, you can serve people better.
Wow. I love that. I know you said you only have done one homecoming, but have you heard from other photographers in your network about any of their experiences that you could share with us?
I haven't heard, like, a story I can tell you, but I have heard there's a group of photographers who are very active in the network, and they will kind of, like, put on Welcome Them Home t-shirts that they made themselves and go to those giant homecoming events, like, where everybody comes back and then they get released somehow all at the same time. I haven't been to one, so I don't know exactly how it works, but you guys probably know. But they just talk about how they love doing this, and I think that's just testament to how cool these people are who are in the network, is just how much fun it is for them to be able to do this and be present for this experience and give back. Because, I mean, I can't give back in too many ways, like, for the military, but I know that I can do this, and I think that they feel the same way. Being able to do this gives them power and makes them feel better about the sacrifices that are being made for them.
Right. Yeah. Well, can you give us just some
details as far as like what is included in a homecoming photography session with your networked photographers?
Yeah, I tried to make it super simple. My goal is making the whole thing easy. I just want, you have to agree to photograph 30 minutes, which is obviously probably will, you'll spend more than 30 minutes taking the pictures, but 30 minutes I feel like could cover, I guess, the moment and then a little bit before and a little bit after. And then they also have to supply an 8x10 photo, a real physical photograph. Because I feel like if you just give people the digital images, they may never print them. Some people may not have access to a computer. Some people may not know how to do all of that. So I think it's easy to just forget all of those details. It's much better to just have an actual photo and have it be photographed. So those are things that people have to do as photographers. And then I left it open to if you – you know, whatever else you want to give, that's fine. If the person wants you to stay for like 3 hours, and maybe you could charge them for the additional two, but it's not a money-making opportunity. I'm going to make sure that no photographer takes advantage of that, but I don't want them to get taken advantage of either. So we just put that minimum of you have to do this, and then whatever else you do is how you structured your business.
Right. Well, and if the family wanted to do like a portrait session or something like that, would they have the opportunity then to work with that photographer to do that?
Up to the relationship between the client or the family and then the photographer themselves. So the only thing that Welcome Home is involved in is that one small piece of time, but it does help in connecting people. So it helps photographers meet families and vice versa. Like one of the big goals is just knowing, hoping that everyone in the military eventually knows that this is an option. That's something I've always wanted, is making sure it becomes household name and military families know about this. But it, you know, we have to make sure that the infrastructure, is that how you say that word? Infrastructure is in place before it like gets too big. I want to make sure that's all good to go.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, besides, I mean, I know you have the website, which people will be able to, you know, find information for and stuff, but how can we maybe help spread the word in the military communities that we are in about you and what you do?
Well, this right here that we're doing is awesome, wonderful. My biggest limitation is that I don't have a huge reach, especially in the military community. I only have my own personal reach and my own business's reach. So you guys being involved in the military and then all the people listening, just the fact that you know all of these people, just tell them about it. It doesn't have to be anything dramatic. Like, you don't have to do anything huge. Just talk to people about it. Bring it up in your, what is that called, readiness meetings. What is that called?
Oh, right.
Isn't there like a...
Family readiness groups, FRG groups.
Yeah. Yeah, those, or if you want to post on social media, those kind of things, just so that the word gets out. Because ultimately, I just want people to know about it.
Yeah, that makes sense. And we will definitely, hopefully, this will help through this podcast, but also as we continue to share on our end in social media and stuff, that hopefully that will be something that helps you grow and get you the notice that will be really good for you. So I am going to switch gears kind of drastically just for a second and ask you a personal question. As a photographer, you probably have lots of beautiful places that you know, you've been to or that you would like to go. But if you had to pick a favorite or a dream vacation spot, what would you pick?
My favorite place that I've been, and I've been a couple times, is Ireland, for sure. And I love just being there and the people. And it's beautiful as well. My husband and I just celebrated our 10-year anniversary there, and we hired a photographer named Lou. The Lou's, they're the greatest. And they photographed our, I guess, vow renewal in Ireland. So I love that there. Yeah, it was really beautiful. And then basically I just love places like I would like to go to the Isle of Skye. I've never been there. Just I love that area.
Wow. That, yeah. Did you take your regular camera and take a whole bunch of pictures in Ireland? Or did you focus on other things?
Well, I did. We did bring our nice camera. But most of the time I was like, Dan, can you just take a photo of this? Or just take a photo of me here? And then the rest of the time I was just taking pictures with my phone.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fun. Thanks. I know that was kind of a side question, but I just thought it'd be kind of fun for our listeners to get to know you just a little bit.
I love traveling. It's just fun.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about you and about Welcome Them Home?
I think the best place to go is really our website that we have right now, because I have a lot of information written out. That is welcomethemhome.org. And from there, you can find our Facebook, Instagram. We don't have a Twitter because I'm terrible at Twitter. I know everyone is listening is on Twitter, but I don't use Twitter for this. And then that also gets you the link to our GoFundMe page. So everything's all there. I think that's a better hub than Facebook.
And maybe that's one of the things you could look into is hiring a social media person for you.
Yeah.
Somebody who is really good at
it. Definitely a volunteer because all the money's going to that website. But yeah, I think
so. Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Twitter is challenging.
Hey, this is Caroline. I used to run Twitter a long time ago. Well, a few years ago. If it gets me a trip to Portland, Maine, I will come up there and do whatever I need to do. I'm just saying.
Well, you should come up here no matter what. No matter what. It's definitely a foodie destination. I think it got voted the best foodie town in the U.S. by Bon Appetit magazine this year. So it's quite the place to eat. But it's also beautiful. We moved here exclusively because it was so beautiful. So...
Our social media person said she'll run your social media, and her homecoming is actually next month.
Maybe there's someone. I know that sometimes people will post on their Facebook page to try and find someone because a lot of photographers are there. Obviously, that's not the goal for the Facebook page, but I would at least try. Hopefully, someone's available.
Yeah.
Well, Bethany, thank you so much for joining us this evening and for sharing about Welcome Them Home. We appreciate your time and the chance to get to talk to you a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you for asking me. It means a lot. I was very honored.
Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and I hope things go really well with getting that website up and expanding that Welcome Them Home.
Thank you, guys.
Listeners, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Your Army Wife Talk Radio team will be taking off October 8th in observance of Columbus Day, but be sure to join us the following week, October 15th, 2018, when our featured guest will be Yvonne Coombs, joining us to discuss Operation Deploy Your Dress. It's going to be another encouraging and empowering show, and you don't want to miss it. In the meantime, you can join us on armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
We are your interactive Empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal.
Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD,
any local government, or their agencies.
Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.